Back on the couch, she looked poised and active with the highlighter in her hand, but her eyes weren't focused on the letters on the page. Instead, she daydreamed. Could Mary, Kathy, and Dan still read 26 pages and understand and remember all that they read? What if I'm the only one who thinks the hallway rug could be a hole? What if she was the only one declining? She could feel herself declining. She could feel herself slipping into that demented hole, alone. "I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm alone," she moaned, sinking further into the truth of her lonely hole each time she heard her own voice say the words. Beep, beep. The doorbell snapped her out of it. Were they here? Had she invited them over today? "Just a minute." She rubbed her eyes with her sleeves, combed her fingers through her matted hair as she walked, took a deep breath, and opened the door. There was no one there. Auditory and visual hallucinations were realities for about half of people with Alzheimer's disease, but so far she hadn't experienced any. Or maybe she had. When she was alone, there wasn't any clear way of knowing whether what she'd experienced was reality or her reality with Alzheimer's. It wasn't as if her disorientations, confabulations, delusions, and all other demented thingies were highlighted in fluorescent pink, unmistakably distinguishable from what was normal, actual, and correct. From her perspective, she simply couldn't tell the difference. The rug was a hole. That noise was the doorbell. She checked her inbox again. One new email. "Hi, Mom. How are you? Did you go to the lunch seminar yesterday? Did you run? My class was great, as usual. I had another audition today for a bank commercial. We'll see. How's Dad doing? Is he home this week? I know last month was hard. Hang in there. I'll be home soon. Love, Lydia." Beep, beep. She picked up the phone. "Hello?" Dial tone. She opened the top file cabinet drawer, dropped the phone inside, heard it hit the metal bottom beneath hundreds of hanging reprints, and slid the drawer shut. Wait, maybe it's my cell phone. "Cell phone, cell phone, cell phone," she chanted aloud as she roamed the house, trying to keep the goal of her search present. She checked everywhere but couldn't find it. Then she figured out that she needed to be looking for her baby blue bag. She changed the chant. "Blue bag, blue bag, blue bag." She found it on the kitchen counter, her cell phone inside, but off. Maybe the noise was someone's car alarm, locking or unlocking outside. She resumed her position on the couch and opened Dan's thesis to page 26. "Hello?" asked a man's voice. Alice looked up, eyes wide, and listened, as if she'd just been summoned by a ghost. "Alice?" asked the disembodied voice. "Yes?" "Alice, are you ready to go?" John appeared in the threshold of the living room looking expectant. She was relieved, but needed more information. "Let's go. We're meeting Bob and Sarah for dinner, and we're already a little late." Dinner. She just realized she was starving. She didn't remember eating any food today. Maybe that was why she couldn't read Dan's thesis. Maybe she just needed some food. But the thought of dinner and conversation in a loud restaurant drained her further. "I don't want to go to dinner. I'm having a hard day." "I had a hard day too. Let's go have a nice dinner together." "You go. I just want to be home." "Come on, it'll be fun. We didn't go to Eric's party. It'll be good for you to get out, and I know they'd like to see you." "No, they wouldn't. They'll be relieved that I'm not there. I'm a cotton candy pink elephant in the room. I make everyone uncomfortable. I turn dinner into a crazy circus act, everyone juggling their nervous pity and forced smiles with their cocktail glasses, forks, and knives." "I don't want to go. Tell them I'm sorry, but I wasn't feeling up to it." Beep, beep. She saw John hear the noise, too, and she followed him into the kitchen. He popped open the microwave oven door and pulled out a mug. "This is freezing cold. Do you want me to reheat it?" She must have made tea that morning, and she'd forgotten to drink it. Then she must have put it in the microwave to reheat it and left it there. No thanks. All right, Bob and Sarah are probably already there waiting. Are you sure you don't want to come? I'm sure. I won't stay long. He kissed her and then left without her. She stood in the kitchen where he left her for a long time, holding the mug of cold tea in her hands.